Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. This is the Labor Day weekend. It is Saturday evening at 5:31. We're invited to somebody's house for dinner, and my wife loves that, and so do I. I'll give you some highlights, because after today, after this weekend, I'm going to be concentrating on 9-1-1, and I intend to put together a tribute to all those who are still falling as a result of 9-1-1. But right now I'm going to give you a schmuck alert, and I'm going to read you from one of the Obama schmucks. His plan for $20 a gallon gasoline. This is taken from a news article dated August the 30th, and it's one giant page. They're showing all the cash for clunkers. Now, you know what? All those cars that they junked, they could have sold them to third world countries that had oil. They don't care. In Kuwait, oil is 11 cents a gallon. They don't care if they got an 8-cylinder, a super Herkimer 8. They don't care if it only gets a half a mile to the gallon. They're in their glory, 11 cents a gallon, and the electricity is free in Kuwait. And the phone is free. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. Some people have it made. Americans used to have it made. Now, they're all on the auction block and they don't know it. So when gasoline hits $20 a gallon, this is by Carlos Lozada. Lozada in Spanish means, Carlos, are you crazy? How the inevitable rise in oil prices will change our society and improve our lives. When gas prices reached $4 a gallon in the summer of 2008, panicky American commuters changed their vacation plans. Panicky. How's that? You're now considered panicky. Yeah, you can bet Carlos wasn't downtown New York on September the 11th, and then he would know the meaning of panic. So imagine if prices hit $6 or $8 a gallon, and he's praying for it. He goes to Greenpeace Church. We see riots, right? And at $10 or $15, might we have a second Great Depression for real this time? And if a gallon of gas cost $18 or $20, would the nation descend into a sort of post-motorized Lord of the Flies? Well, Forbes reporter Christopher Steiner has imagined it, and his advice is not to worry. In his new book, Americans Are Schmucks, $20 per gallon is the name of his book. How the inevitable rise in the price of gasoline will change our lives for the better. Steiner posits that expensive oil, while traumatic, as it becomes a reality. Let me tell you about expensive oil. There's no reason for it. There is more oil on this earth than we can ever use. God has given us everything. He's given us fields to plow. He's given us oil to run to the year 10,000. And but you got people that are pulling your chain. And the guys like Henry Waxman, who I call Oil Can Henry. Henry Waxman, the enemy of the people. And not only that, if you watch any Mighty Mouse reruns, you'll see Oil Can Henry. He's also Mighty Mouse's arch enemy. Each chapter forecasts our lives at a different price per gallon. At $6, public transportation becomes the belle of the ball, with subways overflowing and new train routes proliferating. Yeah, the only thing that'll beat that will be the refugees leaving the city with everything they own in a bundle on their head, as Mayor Bloomingdale runs them over in his limousine, shouting, "Get out of the way." Yeah, Mayor Bloomingdale, who wants a third term. And I now hear that, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm giving you a heads up. This is a scoop. You're getting this for the first time. Did you ever see the movie The Man in the Iron Mask? Well, supposedly, they found in a New York federal jail today the Governor Patterson. He's been in an iron mask. And it turns out that the man who's running Albany is Sheikh Abdul Rahman. They made a switch at the prison. So the blind sheikh is running in New York State. Anyway, each chapter forecasts our lives at a different price per gallon. At $6, public transportation. Subways overflowing. At $8, the skies will empty and the airline industry contracts and ticket prices spiral upward. Vegas goes back to being just a desert. And when gasoline hits $10 a gallon, the price Steiner believes is a decade away, electric cars go mainstream. Gasoline-slurping big boy toys such as jet skis and snowmobiles are out. Let me tell you what they've done to make sure that the kids do lots of drugs. In New York, a city, they've outlawed jet skis. You can't launch a jet ski from a national park in New York City and near any waterway that's controlled by the federal government or the city or the state. And so I have kids that come to me and say, Tom, what are we supposed to do? We gotta haul our skis to New Jersey to ride our jet skis and to ride our quads, which are dangerous, by the way. And a lot of people get broken necks in quads, and they have to have more safety for quads. And they say, Tom, what are we supposed to do? Hang out in the mall and do drugs? Here, these kids, they want to learn how to change oil on a moped. But of course, oil's going to be outlawed here. And of course, if the kids are overweight from sitting around, they'll be arrested. Yeah, we're really helping our kids today, aren't we? We shoot them right out of, as soon as they get pubic hair, we shoot them right into the salmon stream and chase them upstream so they can turn red and die. Yeah, we really help our kids. And speaking of helping our kids, I see a documentary on killing baby chicks. Apparently, we're killing 2 million baby chicks a day. We're churning them up like in a wood chipper. They're males. They're only killing the males. Listen, don't tell the women this. Don't tell liberal women this, because they'll start a trend. They're killing only the male baby chicks that are not Cornish. Apparently, the only meat that they will grow on chickens in the United States, according to this propaganda article, Bleeding Heart article, liberals will always make you cry before they kill you. They will soften you up before they stick the knife in your back. Apparently, the females are kept so that they can lay more eggs, and the males are all killed. And they apparently, one factory kills 2 million a day. I can't believe the number, but that's what they said. And they show you them all going on an assembly line and just being chopped to pieces. And I said to myself, if the owners of the business say they would gladly, they wish that somebody would buy them so they didn't have to kill them. And I said to myself, with all the people that are starving in the world, we can't do something with 2 million baby chicks a day? Huh? Well, I don't know. But I do know that we waste a lot. We waste lives. We sure waste lives. And we waste at least 1.4 million a year, unborn lives. We waste them, just like those baby chicks. So, going back to Steiner believes electric cars go mainstream, gasoline slurping big boy toys. You know what? You know what you got to do? You got to go to a shopping center, Mr. Citizen. You got to go to any shopping center. Go to any churchyard. Go to any schoolyard and count the number of SUVs. Those are family vehicles. Okay? These people that are talking about buying a Fiat birth control car, where there's only room for one. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Those SUVs are here to stay. And when the price goes to $100 a gallon, we will capture Saudi Arabia. We will liberate Saudi Arabia. We will liberate Canada. We will liberate Mexico. And the price of gas will come down. And God help us if we ever decide to drill on our own instead of begging for drops. Yeah, and have you noticed that since the Obama Assassinate America team has been in power, you haven't heard one time mentioned the word drill. Drill, they don't even mention it in Black and Decker. Yeah, unbelievable. So the gas prices and the clear choice for most of our energy. And don't believe that all these windmills are going to make the difference. They're not. Oil is the only way to go. Oil and nuclear. Nuclear I love. I think it's great. If 18-year-old Navy sailors can sleep on top of a nuclear reactor, it's good enough for the rest of the country. Wouldn't you agree? If 18-year-old American sailors can sleep next to a nuclear reactor on a submarine, one that they can go around the world for 10 years without refueling. Doesn't it make sense that we need more nuclear reactors? The ground Steiner covers is not entirely original, of course, and the gaps, there are gaps in the tale. What happens to the Middle East? I'll tell you what's going to happen to the Middle East. When the American consumer can buy 1 gallon of gas a month to keep his car going, that 1 gallon will be $500. The Arabs are not going to lose money. These guys were born cutting cloth in two to sell two pieces, then buying two more and cutting, making four. These people, they know how to stretch a buck. They know how to milk. They're the only ones that can milk money. Yeah. So when gas goes to $20 a gallon, how do these liberals want to run our lives, don't they? They want to tell you what you can smoke, when you can smoke, how you can smoke. They've got an eye on all overweight kids. They're getting ready to put them in concentration camps. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune for Labor Day weekend. What do you want to hear, a work song? Before I forget it, this Gordon Brown is coming into Washington to meet with President Crazy. And the two of them are going to figure out what Americans they can screw next. Somebody should go down to Washington with big signs that say, Gordon, go back to Libya and free Michael Savage. There should be demonstrations when this Libyan terrorist comes to the United States. And it's time that we gave the Brits a little dose of 1776.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Dear can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Let me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver lining. Let me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Before I forget, about a month into the Obama presidency, I said, I never want to see another Martin Luther King incident. And I believe that more strongly today than ever before. I just watched this man get off the plane with his two daughters and his wife. And his biggest crime is he's in over his head. And I want to tell you something. I'm noticing that it's the left that's inciting assassination talk. They're bringing it up under what-if scenarios. It is not the right that is talking the assassination of this president. It's the left that is feeding and fanning the flames. And communists love martyrs. They will execute anybody to get a martyr. So never forget that. And it's our goal to make sure that nothing happens to this president or his family. And that's the goal of every American, no matter how you voted. And beware of these communist rat bastards that will sell him out tomorrow to advance their agenda. They would love to see him bleeding in the streets, because that's a home run for them. That gives them all the power that they want, that they have been dreaming about for 50 years. So I just wanted to mention that to you. And if you really want to hate somebody, concentrate your hate on Uday Pelosi and all of these senators and Viet Congress mice who voted to burn the flag, who vote to kill kids, kill all kinds of kids. When you have a Supreme Court, a judge like Ruth Bader Ginsburg is saying we have to get rid of the unwanted, you know that no one in this country is safe. No one. Today, they're killing the young, and tomorrow they will kill the old, and then they will turn on each other. So, and the best way to stop the killing in the United States is to get rid of drugs. Drugs is the number one killer of life in the United States. Get rid of drugs, problem solved. Problem solved. This Van Jones has got to go. And not because he's black, but because he's a communist. That's the only reason to get rid of this guy. He's got to go. I just heard him talking, and he was saying that Columbine would never be done by black kids. And he's right. Black kids don't go out and shoot fellow students en masse. And maybe we should be examining why it's just white crazies that wipe out whole classrooms. And, of course, it was an Oriental guy who took out Virginia Tech. Yeah. But he's right. You got to say he's right. You can't argue, you can't argue with him for saying that black kids do not wipe out entire classrooms. And I would want to know why. And I think the reason is video games. So whatever happens, don't lose your cool.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, "So long, sappy, I have run away." I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool. So I went for the roadie at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I said, I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead.
I'm deciding to cheat on my wife. I'm going to join eHarmony.com. I'm going to be looking for older women, 70 and up. I just flashed back to an Irish comedian named Al Roach, and he had a like the Irish version of eHarmony.com, and the ad read, a farmer in Tipperary looking for a fine woman with four good tires. Please enclose a picture of the tires. So hang in there, and we'll see what we're going to cover next. Here's a topic. You know, the Obama, the elimination process. They decided they can't cover everybody, all the senior citizens anymore. So what they're going to do is, to be fair and impartial, they're going to play musical chairs with anybody over 65. And whoever is sitting at the end of the executions gets medical coverage. Here's some of the things that they're trying to promote with returning GIs. Imagine this, you went, you served your country, you love your God, you love your country, you go overseas, they put you in a hellhole. You fight your way out. You survive. You watch your buddies die. You take some wounds. Okay? You end up in a wheelchair. Or you end up with prosthesis. Okay? And now you come home to the land that you fought and almost died for. And here's a questionnaire that you might receive from the Veterans Administration if the abomination has their way. One, are you living in a nursing home? Two, are you in a wheelchair? Three, are you not able to shake the blues? Four, have you ever heard anyone say, if I'm a vegetable, pull the plug? Five, no longer able to contribute to your family's well-being? You're sort of an anchor or a millstone. Six, are you a severe financial burden to your family? Seven, do you cause a severe emotional burden to your family? And if you met any one of those seven criteria, you should contemplate killing yourself or asking the doctor to do it for you. Yes, and this way you can come off the healthcare rolls. How's that? You know, there's a cop in New York that was shot in Central Park. I think it was Central Park. He was shot in the spine. He's been crippled. And they bring him out. They wheel him out for a law enforcement day and parades. And he breathes to a straw. And you probably know, I think his name is Michael something. And you probably know of him and his ailment. He has a kid. I don't know if he has more than one, but I know he has one, and a faithful wife. Now, he lives through that child, and he lives for his wife. And who's to say what his quality of life is really like? Who's to say that somebody with an IQ of 2 doesn't have more sensory enjoyment than a guy who's a genius? Who's to say what thrills a human being spiritually and physically? Who's to make that call? We have a relative that had a spina bifida baby. They had 2-3 normal children and then the spina bifida baby. That spina bifida baby wasn't slated to live more than 8-9 years. She died probably around 15 years old, 16 years old. She had good days and she had bad days. But I can tell you that she was loved and she was an equal in that family. And her presence affected everybody. And she was affected by the presence of all who loved her around her. Who's to make that call? You want that in the hands of a bureaucrat, a politician? Because 10 people said thumbs down? You want that in the hands of the people that blocked the doorway to Terri Schiavo so they couldn't bring her food? Do you want that? Do you want that in the hands of men who don't have to have babies? That have no eggs? Do you want that call? You got to be kidding me. Okay, you better think about that, because whatever you do unto others, it will be done unto you. You know why God makes babies and puppies and newborn animals are so beautiful? So you won't kill them.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see that. the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, girl. Judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Good baby, won't you look at you now? Oh, I mean, oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
1963. In Congress, they entered into the record. The 45 goals of the Communist Party of North America, which are now the operating procedure for the Democrat Party or the Communist Party of North America. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the alternative to atomic war. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging atomic war. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. 4. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliations. 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. 7. Grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by elections under the supervision of the UN. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. 12. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13. Do away with all loyalty oaths. 911 commission hearings. They didn't use a Bible, and they didn't use the word God. They said that you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you. It's already in action. 14. This one's a great one. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Done. The Democrat Party is now the new Communist Party of North America. And the Republicans are now the Democrats. 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 17. Get control of the schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, put the party line in textbooks. It's all being done. 18. Gain control of all student newspapers. Done. 19. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs and organizations which are under communist attack. That's a cream pie for Ann Coulter. That's David Horowitz of not being allowed to speak. 20. Infiltrate the press and get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. Done. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Well done. 22, continuing discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Done. 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Piss Christ is a good example. Done. They're in control. 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. The guy that's burning in hell tonight, along with TK, is Jack Valenti. He was the pimp for the Communist Party in North America. He sold out good taste. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Done. A home run. All the way. And you want to see violence against women beyond what you could imagine? Ask Hollywood. They'll give it to you. By the yard. 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. And not only that, but you can put it in the protesters' cable bill as part of his package, and he has to subsidize it. 27. Infiltrate the churches and replace the revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. And not only that, get the Boston Globe to go to cemeteries and get the rubbings off the tombstones of Catholic priests who died 100 years ago for the sex scandal. 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools. Put on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. And I always thought it was separation of church and snake, but they have eliminated the prayer. As a matter of fact, they've even outlawed the football play, the Hail Mary pass. Now, 29, they discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Yeah? You know what? Everything old is new again, baby. At 30, discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats, especially the ones who lost their fortunes and lost their lives in the defense of freedom, and make believe they had no concern for the common man. At 31, belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. But the big tactic is today is, look, this is what Europe is doing. Communist Europe. Yeah, oh, everything is better in Italy and France. Yeah, it sure is. You know what? They're already facing Mecca. 32, support any socialist movement to give, and if you don't believe me, ask Megrahi McGregor from Libya, support any socialist program to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, and it's all subsidized with your taxpayers' money, and they're using your money to defeat you as a country. 33, eliminate all laws of procedure which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus, like Air America. Now, 34, eliminate and beware of institutions that have the word American in them. American Progress, Air America. Beware. 35, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. They're working on the CIA this week. Next week will be the FBI, and Jamie Gerulich is their hero, the communist hero. And when she got finished cordoning off the FBI so that they couldn't correspond with the CYA, as I call them, then she sat on the 911 panel and covered up the Clinton massacre. 36. infiltrate and gain control of more unions, which they're already paying off with stimulus money. 37, infiltrate and gain control of big business. They already fired. President Obama fired the president of GM. And there's no difference between Hugo Chavez and President Obama. And Chuck Schumer, he hates big business, especially big oil. But his friends in the healthcare industry, he'll make sure that the Filipino girls that work in the nursing homes don't get a decent day's wage. And they have Chuck Schumer in their pocket, allegedly. 38, transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral patterns as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand. My belief is all psychiatrists are crazy. They're more crazy than the patients. And why would you spend $500 an hour to go see a crazy guy when you can go to confession and put $5 in the poor box and be forgiven? 30, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist grants. You know what they do in the Soviet Union? If like they call you up for the draft and you refuse to go, they declare you insane. They put you in a mental home. And then they inject you with scopolamine until your brain cooks. And then you're officially crazy. Discredit that the family as an institution encouraged promiscuity and easy divorce. One out of five Americans is a junkie. 50% of America is divorced. In a land where it used to be against the law to get a divorce. You had to go to Mexico. And you had to be married in Mexico to get a Mexican divorce. 41. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Aren't they doing that now? Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. 42. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. 43. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government like Rhodesia. 44. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Thank you, Comrade Carter. And now it's being run by the Chinese. And they almost took over the U.S. ports being run by Al-Qaeda. 45. Repeat the Connolly Reservation. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. How's that? They want to try you in The Hague. Give the World Court a jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Let me tell you something. Save one a B-52 bomb rack for the World Court. So, there's 45 goals of the Communist Party in 1963, and they've achieved about 40 of them. So, what do you got left? You got a country on hold? Bartender, play me something patriotic.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom's song. Let the mortal tongues away, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong. Ah, 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 ah.
to the author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by thy might, great God our King. From every mountain side, let freedom ring. Ring.
You know, nobody's talking about this thing about on Savage where he's been banned from Britain. Why was he singled out amongst all Americans? Why him? Why him in particular? Who got to who? And speaking of who got to who got to Kenny McGaskill from England, Mr. Compassionate from Scotland, and who got to Gordon Brown? I think that's his name. Let me just check and find out if that's his name. Yes, that's his name, Gordon Gaddafi Brown. He's Gordon from Khartoum. Gordon Pasha. Yeah. And you know what? Guess what? He's coming to the United States. Why should he be allowed to come to the United States when Mike Savage can't go to Britain? Why should Muammar Gaddafi be allowed to come to the United States when Mike Savage isn't allowed to go to Britain? And why isn't Gordon Gaddafi Brown bringing his footstool, Kenny McGaskill, Mr. Compassionate, who, upon learning that Megrahi McGregor has poison ivy, decided to call it prostate cancer, and for 42 gallons of per barrel of oil, freed Megrahi McGregor, the murder of 270 Americans, Germans, Swiss, and Brits, and 11 Scots on the ground, wiped out three complete families in that plane, including a peace activist. Yeah, and now he's going to be allowed to come to the United States and meet with Osama bin Laden. And what's he going to get? The Order of the Garter? Gordon Gaddafi Brown should be denied access to the United States. And if he does get in, if he slimes his way in, he should slithers his way in, he should be met with protest signs that say Free Mike Savage and boycott UK tourism / terrorism. Yeah, tube terrorism, where they murder their own in the subways. Yeah, boy, the subway terrorism really works for Al Qaeda. They blew up one train and in Madrid, and they nearly got Andalusia back. Yeah, unbelievable. So, yes, I would say let's raise hell. Let's have a couple of tea parties and invite Muammar Gaddafi Duck and Gordon Lightfoot Brown. Light lips are brown. Unbelievable. Okay, hang in there a second. Now we're going to get serious. We're going to talk about the Filipino people. You heard me just say about Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer has represents the interests of the nursing home lords in Long Island that forced Filipino workers to suffer unethical work environment, an unethical work environment. And when they protested, they were threatened with punishment. So I just want you to think about this Chuck Schumer, okay? And he can be bought. So can any politician. If any politician can be bought, anyone, whether it's the governor of South Carolina, who now sings Don't Cry For Me, Carolina, and nothing could be keener than to be in Argentina in the morning, to the lover boy of the Minneapolis airport, who gave new meaning to the song Feet Touching Feet, reaching out, touching you, touching me. Sweet Congress guy. Yeah, they can all be bought. Your country is on eBay. But I got to talk to you about the Filipino people. During World War II, Filipino peasants, Filipino natives, helped Americans hide in the woods from the Japanese, in the jungle from the Japanese. On the Bataan Death March, villages, Filipino villages, tried to give water to dying GIs and were bayoneted along with the dying GI. You can find photos of Filipino women being bayoneted in the back and giving a cup of water to a dying GI. These are Jesus-like people. These are people who warrant our greatest love and respect. They died with us fighting the Japanese. If I had my way, I would make the Philippines the 51st state. I would even trade it for Hawaii. Because Hawaii has two state senators, both who served in the military, both who are war heroes, who voted to burn the flag and vote to kill kids, which goes to show you that the Democrats will vote party over country when the imam calls the unfaithful to prayer. The Imam Pelosi, who goes to Syria and licks the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. So, I just wanted to let you know how I feel about Filipino people. I think they're great, that they're fantastic. I see them in my church. I see the grandmothers teaching two generations how to love God. And I see the respect that the children have for the parents. I see the respect that the children have for the grandparents. And I admire them greatly. And I think that I feel sorry that they can't even get a fair shake in their own country. I was in Kuwait, and a Filipino girl was raped by a Kuwaiti father and son. And she went to her embassy to protest and ask for protection. And they told her, suck it up, take the lash, or go home. How's that? Okay? Because they were more interested in the revenue than they were in the welfare of one citizen. And that's going to happen in this country here, too. But the story tonight that I'm going to mention is there is a Filipino couple with children in the United States. They've been here, my guess is, over 20 years. One woman is a nurse. The husband is an aide in a hospital. They're both working at like dogs to feed their family, raise their family, and live the American dream. This week, this woman has just can't come to work because she's down at immigration. Her husband is being deported after being here 20 years. You have to ask yourself why. I don't know why. All I know is that is like a knife in the chest. Okay? When you have a government that allowed 19 terrorists, 20 terrorists into this country and it could not find them in time to send them out of here with expired visas, and they're going to go to a man who's working, who has a declared address, who was paying taxes, and under the guise of enforcing the law against the wrong people, while protecting those people who should have been put up against the wall and shot. You can see how this country is going. And sometimes I honestly believe that the communists that have infiltrated the government do this to create a counter reaction to achieve their goal. Their goal is not the safety and protection of the American citizen. Their goal is to expose that American citizen to complete a danger and a subjugation. So they will enforce a law that was written to protect American citizens ridiculously, so that the law gets struck down for being ridiculous. But they will never enforce that law to bring bad people to justice. And I think that goes on a lot. So I just wanted to let the Filipino people know that I have the highest regard for them, and I consider them to be one of the few allies of the United States. And may God always smile on you. And everything else is secondary.
Come on, you young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a part of the patriot game. Barely 2 years since I wandered away, with a local battalion of the bold IRA. I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same, to play up my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold out the patriot game.
Okay, I think our show is almost over, folks, and I just wanted to mention we're going to have a tribute on Friday to September the 11th, and I hope you'll join us. And let me just see where we stand here. How much time have I got left? I think we're almost out of time. Forgive me for delaying. Yeah, I'm finished. Okay, take care, boys and girls.